This is the Sakar Murli of 28th of May 2025. Essence, sweet children, this drama cycle is now ending. Therefore, in order to go to that new world, you have to become like milk and sugar. Everyone there is like milk and sugar, whereas everyone here is like salt water. Question. By knowing which knowledge have you children, who each has a third eye of this knowledge, become seers of the three aspects of time? Answer. You have now received the knowledge of the history and geography of the whole world. You know the history and geography from the beginning of the Golden Age to the end of the Iron Age. You have each received a third eye of knowledge. A soul leaves one body and takes another. Sanskars are in each soul. The father says, children, now become detached from name and form. Consider yourselves to be bodiless souls. Song. Have patience, O man. Your days of happiness are about to come. Om Shanti. This is said to the children every cycle. You children also know this. Your heart's desire is for the Golden Age to come soon, so that you can be liberated from this world of sorrow. However, the drama moves very slowly. The Father tells you to have patience. Only a few more days remain. The sound also comes from eminent people that this world has to change. All the leaders, for example the Pope, etc., say that the world is going to change. Acha, how would there then be peace? At present everyone is like salt water. Here we are becoming like milk and sugar, whereas those on the other side are becoming more and more like salt water day by day. They will all fight amongst themselves and finish one another off. All the preparations are being made for that. The cycle of the drama is now ending. This old world is about to end and a new world is being established. That new world becomes old and then the old world is made new again. This is called the cycle of the world, and it continues to turn. It is not that the old world becomes new after hundreds of thousands of years, no. You children know very clearly that devotion is completely separate from this knowledge. Devotion is connected with Ravan, and this knowledge is connected with Rama. You now understand this. You call out to the Father and pray, O Purifier, come. Come and establish a new world. There is definitely happiness in that new world. Both young and old children know that we now have to return home. This drama is now ending. Once again, we are to go to the Golden Age and then go around the cycle of 84 births. We souls have recognized ourselves. Each of us souls has a third eye of this knowledge, which means we know the world cycle. This is called being Trinetri. Each of you now has a third eye, whereas all other human beings simply have their physical eyes. None of them has an eye of this knowledge. Only when they all have a third eye, through which souls receive this knowledge, can they become seers of the three aspects of time. It is the soul who leaves one body and takes the next. The sanskars are in each soul. Souls are imperishable. The Father now says, become detached from name and form. consider yourselves to be bodiless souls. Do not consider yourselves to be bodies. You also know that you have been remembering the Supreme Soul for half a cycle, and that you remember him more when you have a lot of sorrow. There is so much sorrow now. Previously there wasn't so much sorrow. Those kings started to fight among themselves when the outsiders came. They became disunited. In the Golden Age there was only one kingdom. We now understand the history and geography from the beginning of the Golden Age to the end of the Iron Age. There was only one kingdom in the Golden and Silver Ages. Otherwise, there isn't usually just one dynasty. Just look at the Christians. They are all disunited. There, in the Golden Age, the whole world is in the hands of just one. That only exists in the Golden and Silver Ages. This unlimited history and geography is now in your intellects. You won't hear the words history and geography at other satsangs. There you only hear the Ramayana and the Mahabharata. Those things do not exist here. Here you have the history and geography of the world. It is in your intellects that the highest on high is your Father. It is thanks to the Father who has spoken all of this knowledge. One tree is that of souls, and the other tree is that of human beings. Who is shown standing at the top of the tree of human beings? Only Brahma is called the great-great-grandfather. You know that Brahma is the main one, but no one knows the history and geography of Brahma. It is now in your intellects that the highest on high Father lives in the supreme abode. You also know about the subtle region. You human beings are to change into angels. This is why the subtle region is shown. You souls go there. Your bodies don't go to the subtle region. How do you go there? That is said to be with your third eye. It is also called a divine vision or trance. When you go into trance, you see Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar. People have shown destruction taking place when the eye of Shankar opened. No one can understand anything from that. You know that according to the drama, destruction has to take place. People will fight among themselves and destruction will take place. However, what does Shankar do? His name is mentioned simply according to the drama. Therefore, you have to explain that there are the three, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar. Brahma is shown for establishment, Vishnu for sustenance, and Shankar for destruction. In fact, this drama is predestined. Shankar has no part to play. The parts that Brahma and Vishnu play exist for the entire cycle. Brahma becomes Vishnu and Vishnu becomes Brahma. The 84 births of Brahma have been completed, and so the 84 births of Vishnu have also been completed. Shankar is beyond birth and death. This is why they have combined Shiva with Shankar. In fact, Shiva has the greatest part. He teaches you. God is called knowledgeful. If he had to carry out his task through inspiration, how would he give us this knowledge of the world cycle? This is why the Father explains, children, it is not a question of inspiration. The Father has to come here. The The father says, "Children, I have this knowledge of the world cycle. I have received this part to play. This is why I am called the ocean of knowledge, the knowledgeful one. It is only when you receive this knowledge that you can know what this knowledge is. If you haven't received it, how could you know its meaning? Previously, you also used to say that God gives inspirations, that he knows everything, and that God sees whatever sins we commit." Baba says, "I do not do that business. Whatever actions each of you performs, you yourself have to experience the punishment for them. I do not inspire anyone. Neither do I watch anyone, nor do I punish anyone through inspiration. If I did anything through inspiring someone, it would be as though I gave him punishment. If I were to tell someone to kill another person, I would be blamed. The one who tells the other person would be trapped. If Shankar were to give inspiration, he too would be trapped." The father says, "I give you children happiness. You praise me, you sing, 'Baba, come and remove our sorrow.' I do not cause you any sorrow. You children are now sitting personally in front of the Father. Therefore you should have so much happiness. You receive the direct feeling here that Baba is personally teaching us. This is called a meeting, Mela. You go to the centers, but you wouldn't call it a meeting of souls with the Supreme Soul there. The meeting of souls with the Supreme Soul takes place here. Only you know that the meeting is taking place now. The Father has come amongst his children. All souls are here. It is souls who remember the Father and ask him to come. This is the best meeting. The Father comes and liberates all souls from the kingdom of Ravan. This is a good meeting then, is it not? It is a meeting through which human beings become those with divine intellects. Human beings become dirty at those melas, fairs. They do not receive anything, but simply continue to waste their money. Those are called Maya's devilish melas. This is God's mela. There is the difference of day and night. You too used to belong to those devilish melas, but you now belong to God's mela. You also know that Baba has come. If everyone were to know this, there'd be no telling how big the crowd here would be. Where would Baba obtain so many buildings for people to stay in? It is remembered that people sang at the end, 'O God, your play is wonderful.' Which play? That of transforming the world. This is the greatest, most wonderful play. Before the old world is destroyed, the new world has to be established. Therefore, when you explain to anyone, first of all, always speak of establishment, then destruction, and then sustenance. When establishment has been completed, destruction will begin, and then sustenance will take place. So you children have the happiness that you are the Brahmins who are spinners of the discus of self-realization. You then become rulers of the globe. No one knows what happened to the kingdom of deities. All name and trace of it have been lost. Instead of calling themselves deities, they call themselves Hindus. Those who live in Hindustan are called Hindus. Lakshmi and Narayan would never be called that. They are called deities, So you have come to this mela according to the drama. This is fixed in the drama. Expansion will continue to take place gradually. Whatever parts you are playing now, you will play those parts in the next cycle. This cycle continues to turn. You have had devilish sustenance in the kingdom of Ravan. You are now God's children. You will become the children of deities, then the children of warriors. You became part of an impure family path, but you are now becoming part of that pure family path. They too are human beings, but they have divine virtues. They have been portrayed with many arms. No one can tell you who Vishnu is. They worship Mahalakshmi. People never ask Jagadamba for wealth. If they receive a lot of money, they say that it is because they worship Lakshmi, that is why she filled their treasure store. Here you attain everything from the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva, through Jagadamba. He is the bestower. You children are even luckier than Bapdada. Just look how many fairs are held for Jagadamba. There aren't as many held for Brahma. Brahma has been made to sit in only one place. There is a huge temple to Brahma near Ajmer. There are many temples to the goddesses because of all the praise of the things you do now. Because you serve Bharat, you are worshipped more. You are lucky. Jagadamba is never called omnipresent. You are praised. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are not called omnipresent. But I am said to be in every particle. You defame me so much. I increase your praise so much. It is said, victory to Mother Bharat. You, not the earth, are the mothers of Bharat. In the golden age, the earth that is now Tamopradhan will then be Satopradhan. This is why it is said that deities never place their feet on this impure world. They come when the land becomes Satopradhan. You now have to become Satopradhan. If you continue to follow Srimat and remember the Father, you claim a high status. You must have this concern. When you remember Baba, your sins are absolved. You will continue to receive Srimat. In the golden age, you souls will have become pure. Therefore you will receive pure bodies. When gold has alloy mixed into it, the jewelry made from it is also like that. Similarly, when souls are false, their bodies are also false. The value of gold is reduced when it has alloy mixed into it. You now have no value. Previously, you were 24 karat gold, masters of the world. Now you are said to be 9 carat. The Father has this heart-to-heart conversation with you children. He sits here and entertains you children. Therefore, just by listening to him, you change from ordinary humans into deities. There will be palaces of diamonds and jewels. What else could heaven be? You even drink mango juice there, in trance, and then come back here. The fruit there is so large, you wouldn't find such fruit here. There is nothing in the subtle region. You are soon to go there in a practical way. This is a meeting of souls with the Supreme Soul. Through this meeting, you become clean and bright. When you children come here, you are free because you have no worries of your home or business. Therefore, while you are here, you have a very good chance to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. There you remember your home and everything. Here there is nothing to remember. You can wake up at 2 in the morning and sit here. You cannot go to the centers at night. Here it is very easy. You can come and sit in remembrance of Shiv Baba. Do not remember anyone else. You also receive help here. Go to sleep early and wake up early. Come and sit here from 3 to 5. Baba will come and you children will also be very happy. Baba is the one who teaches yoga. This one is also studying. Therefore both Bap and Dada will come here and you will notice the difference between sitting here in remembrance and sitting there. You don't have to remember anything else here. There is a lot of benefit in this. Baba advises you that this is very good. We shall now see if you children can wake up. Some of you have the practice of waking up early in the morning. You have renounced the 5 vices and have disinterest in the whole of this old world. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. The wonderful act of transforming the world is now taking place. Therefore transform yourself. Live together like milk and sugar. 2. Wake up early in the morning and sit in remembrance of the One Father. Do not remember anyone else at that time. Have unlimited disinterest in this old world and renounce the 5 vices. Blessing. May you be a world server who remains stable in an unlimited stage and is detached and loving while doing service. A world server is one who remains stable in an unlimited stage. Such a server would constantly be detached and loving to the Father while serving. He would not be attached to that service, because attachment to any service is like a golden chain. That bondage takes you from the unlimited into the limited. Therefore you have to be detached from any awareness of bodies, from godly relationships, from any facilities for doing service, and remain loving to the Father. You will then receive the blessing of being a world server and constantly continue to receive success. Slogan. Have rehearsals of putting a stop to wasteful thoughts in a second and you will become powerful. Abhyakt signal. Imbibe the personality of spiritual royalty and purity. The first household of each of you is the household of your body. Then there is the household of your bodily relations. So you first have to purify the household of your body, your physical organs. Until you purify the household of your body, you will not be able to purify the household of your bodily relations, whether limited or unlimited. So first of all, ask yourself whether you have made the household of your body, your thoughts, intellect, eyes and lips, spiritual and pure. Only such pure souls are great souls. Om Shanti.